Masechtas Mikvoyos, Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. This perek primarily deals with halachas of tefillah and chatzitza for tefillah. Chatzitza means something which is a barrier between the water and the person or the object being undergoing tefillah. Torah tells us v'rochatzes besorer b'mayim v'toher. The Gemara tells us in Masechtas Sukkah davavam mir aleph that this teaches us that when tefillah takes place, there should not be anything which is choitzitz, which acts as a barrier between the water and the person or object that is undergoing tefillah. And the fact that it says es besoroi, it doesn't say verochatz besoroi, it says the extra word es. So that's a superfluous word, teaches us that anything which is tafel besoroi, something which is an add-on to a person's flesh, for instance is here, also has the same halacha of chatzitza. So therefore, one may not have a chatzitza on his body or in his hair when he is being tovel. From halacha l'moshe Sinai, we learn that chatzitza has two conditions for something for to meet the criteria of a chatzitza. One is if it's on roiv of the guf, most of the guf, or most of the seir, most of the hair. And number two is that it's something which a person is makpid on, something a person doesn't want to be seen with, or doesn't want to have on him, or on the object that he is being toivel. However, midrabanon, they will goyze chatzitza on something which is beroiv haguf, even if the person is not makvid, and they will also goyze on something which is only a miyit, if it only occupies a very small percentage of the person who is being toivel, but nevertheless the person is makvid, he doesn't want it there. And of course, the chatchila, when a person undergoes tefillah, we are makvid that there shouldn't be any chatzitza whatsoever. And there are many, many shailas of chatzitza. And as a disclaimer, before we begin learning these mishnayos, that any shaila of chatzitza must be addressed by a rav who is a baki in the halachas of chatzitza, who is well versed in the halachas of chatzitza. And we shouldn't try to decide from the mishnah or on our own when something is considered a chatzitza or not. These are shailas that have to be decided by someone who is a moira hira, who understands the halacha and can give a proper halachic decision on these type of shailas. So the Mishnah says, Elu choytzitzin v'odam, the following are chatzitzas when we talk about a person who is undergoing a tevila. Chutei tzeme v'chutei pishtin v'haratzuois, if a person has his hair tied in bunches with strands of wool or linen or straps of leather, sheveroshe havanos, that's on the heads of the girls. The Mishnah continues, Rav Yehuda Oime, shel tzemer, shel seyer, einam choytzim. If it's made out of wool or hair, it does not act as a chatzitza, mipnei shamayim boim behem, because it doesn't create a very strong tie, it doesn't tie very tightly, and therefore, water can still get in. Masechtas Mikvoyos, Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis. So the Mishnah further continues the halachas of chatzitza. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah begins, Kilke halev v'hazakan, entangled hair of the chest or the beard, ubeis hastorim v'isha, or on a lady's private parts, liflif shechutz le'ayin, or secretion outside the eye, v'geled shechutz le'maka, a scab which is outside the wound, which means the blood hardened exterior on the outside of the wound, surrounding the wound, v'retia she'aleho, and a bandage which goes on top of it, this seraf hayovesh, dried sap or juices, the gilde tsoya and dirt, sha'al vasari, which is on one's skin, ubotzek and dosh, tachasatzi purin, that got stuck underneath one's nail, bahamil mulin, and clay of some sort, v'titayoven, which is called potter's clay, v'titayotzrim, and road clay, all these things will act as a chatzitza. V'geitz, yivoni, and other types of dirt. Let's see, the Mishnah will explain what these are. Ezu titayoven, what's considered miry clay. So the Mishnah answers, Zetu tavoiris, the mud of pits, Shenema vayaleinu mibor sha'oin mitit hayoven. Tit hayoitzrin kemashmoi, the potter's clay is the literal sense of the type of clay which potters use to manufacture the earthenware pots. Abyoisi metai vishel yoitzrin umetame vishel mereiko. He says that yoitzrin, the clay of a potter, it doesn't create a chatzitza, but the merake, that type of clay does. V'geitz yivoni, what is road clay? Elu yistois hadrochim, it's the same as the roadside pegs. The Mishnah continues, the Mishnah says, all these things, she'ein toivlin vohen, you can't toivel in them, means say even if it's a little liquidy, a little loose, a person can't toivel in this type of clay. It's not considered water. And he's not allowed to be toivel. Ushakol atit, any other types of dirt, matpilon vekishulach, you can be toivel when it's moist. A person should not be toivel when he has dust on his feet. One may not immerse a kettle that has the soot on it, only if he rubs it off. And so again, as we mentioned when we began the Mishnah, that we should not draw conclusions or base any halachic decisions upon just learning the halachas of the Mishnah. There are many, many different halachas that are involved with chatzitza. We are just learning the Mishnah kipshutai at face value.